My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the trembling in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating, and the video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. Hour number two. If you missed any parts of hour number one, well, I hope I'm hoping to be able to get that up for you a little bit later on today. Let me see. Yep. Okay. Yep. All right, there we go. Okay, so if you missed, we had Paul Kaminer was with me. And so Paul, oh, that's funny, she sent me my number. So Paul Kaminer was with me first hour, and he is with... You get the National Legal and Policy Center, and you can find them at the website. It is NLPC.org, NLPC.org, and they've filed several actions, administrative actions, working to get the Biden administration to answer questions about their very close associations with the CCP. So, some good information came out of that phone call or that Zoom call, and I hope you'll get a chance to give it a listen. We'll try and get that up at the website a little bit later on today. All right, I'm waiting for a guest to join me, but hopefully he will be able to make it today, and we'll be able to have him with us. Let me see here. Let me try this. And this. So what I'm going to do is, so that's that. And we'll try that and see what's going on. We'll see what's going on. Okay. Let me bounce over here for just a second and see if there's anything. It's interesting. Interesting that whole situation with the airlines yesterday. Don't you find that kind of puzzling? The FAA has this computer failure. I mean in my mind, you know, I don't think we want to read a whole lot into it or try to extrapolate a whole lot out of it, other than I think to suggest that it's a clear indication of this continued drive that's been going on for quite some time to break down and destroy America. Okay. All right, 45 goals of the Communist Party. 45 goals of the Communist Party. So, just to be clear. Number one, U.S. acceptance of coexistence as the only alternative to atomic war. Now, on the face, that may sound like, yeah, let's all just get along. You know, there's a biblical scripture to that. In as much as it is possible, be at peace with all men. Except that it absolutely runs counter to when you're asked to do things that are in direct violation of the Word of God, when you are asked to participate in those kinds of activities, then, you know, appeasement doesn't work, and appeasement never works with the aggressive class. U.S. willingness to capitulate in preference to engaging in atomic war. Develop the illusion that total disarmament by the United States would be a demonstration of moral strength. So the idea then is we're going to get you, if you disarm yourself, well now, you know, isn't that the right thing to do? Shouldn't you do that? You know, but here's the issue. What about the other side? Because the other side is not disarming. The other side is accelerating. You know, while we've been sitting over here letting our nuclear armaments and our deterrence and our military erode, arguing over whether or not those should exist and what have you, while we weren't looking, while we were sleeping, China has been growing their military. China has been improving. In fact, China has been stealing our technology and using that technology to improve their own military standing. That's what's been going on. So it is just what it says, an illusion. Permit free trade between all nations, regardless of communist affiliation and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. Extension of long-term loans to Russia and the Soviet satellites. Well, of course, they want us to actually fund their efforts. Now this was specifically taken with the former USSR. But make no mistake, the game plan is the same. Mao sat under Stalin to learn what Stalin was doing, and he took it back to China, and all he did was is he looked at their culture and he said, how do I take what I've learned and then turn it into something that our culture will accept and will embrace? And that's Maoism. So permit free trade between all nations, regardless of communist affiliation and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. Extension of long-term loans to Russia and the Soviet satellites. We gave loans to China at one point. Don't need to anymore. Provide American aid to all nations, regardless of communist domination. That is a form of aiding and abetting your enemies. You don't do that. You know, there's this, and this comes out of the right. There's this argument about, well, you know, we have funded these bad regimes, and to a degree that there's an accuracy to that because we have. Then there's the accusation that, well, we're the ones that were behind the operations of flipping governments and so on. It's in our best interest to not be the only free nation in the world. It's in our best interests. It's in our best interest to support others, citizens of other nations that have a desire for freedom. It's in our best interest. All right, let's see. Grant recognition of Red China, admission of Red China to UN. Of course, that was the name that was given to what is now known as the CCP. Set up East and West Germany as separate states in spite of Khrushchev's promise in 1955 to settle the German question by free elections under supervision of the UN. Hello. Who cares about what was promised? Let's break the promise. Prolonged the conferences to ban atomic tests because the United States has agreed to suspend tests as long as negotiations are in progress. And this is something that they get us to do every time. Well, we'll lead the way. You know, we'll shut down our coal mines. We'll stop producing energy. We'll stop pulling oil out of the ground. We'll cease exporting oil. So then, you know, then you can feel like we're not competing with you. And then if you'll reduce what you're doing and we'll eliminate our quote unquote carbon emissions. And then that way we'll give you an example and then you'll do it. Look, all this is about weakening the United States of America. All this is rolling blackouts. This is crazy. There should be no need for all these rolling blackouts. America is energy rich, and it's not anything for us to be ashamed about. We don't need to be ashamed about what God has given us. In fact, God's given it to us so that we can bless others. But if we don't take care of our own home, if we don't take care of our own house, if we can't manage our own house, how are we expected to be able to go out and help others? And the neglecting of and the perversion of that concept has been stunning. So allow Soviet satellites individual representation in the UN. Now, again, and the illusion is that you have these former Soviet countries that are somehow operating autonomously. There are some. I mean, this is what's going on with the Ukraine. Understand, this is what's really happening with the Ukraine. The Ukraine was under the thumb of Russia. They had control of it. Putin had his puppets in charge of the Ukraine. The KGB was running the Ukraine. And then the Ukrainian people began to do what they have done for the past century or more, a little more than that. And they've said, no, we're not doing that. They tolerated the czars. But when the czars were overthrown, the communists came in, and that's where you had the Holodomor that nobody wants to talk about. But the Holodomor was the starving out, and some estimates are as high as 9 million Ukrainians dying in the Holodomor, being starved to death. It's terrible. All right, we're going to get ready to take a break here in a second. Folks, this is important for us to understand this list, the 45 goals, and to recognize how much of this has taken place. And we have to overlay this then with understanding that we can turn the clock back. We truly can turn the clock back. But we can't turn the clock back without bringing God into the equation. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this. Please don't forget to support our sponsors. And please consider your health by signing up at cgrwellness.com. We're still doing the free health assessments. Tim has said, yeah, I'll go ahead and honor that, but only 40 of them. We'll be back.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Okay, so promote the UN as the only hope for mankind. If its charter is rewritten, demand that it be set up as one of the world... as a one-world government with its own independent armed forces. Think about this. This was in 1963. This was long before there was the Blue Hats. All right? Resist any attempt to outlaw the Communist Party. This was what they did regarding McCarthyism. They call it McCarthyism. Okay? Joseph McCarthy, you had this situation in the 19, and McCarthy had been working on this for a while, but he knew that we were being infiltrated by communists. He knew it. He knew that Hollywood was being infiltrated. He knew that news. Watch what happens next. So resist any attempts to outlaw the Communist Party. Do away with loyalty oaths. Wait a minute. You mean do away with the citizenship loyalty oath? Do away with the oath that says, I will defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Continue giving Russia access to the U.S. Patent Office. Capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. Use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. Get control of the schools. Gain control of student newspapers. Use student riots to foment public protests against programs and organizations which are under communist attack. Infiltrate the press. Gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. Continue to discredit American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. Folks, the list continues. And if you go down this list of 45 goals, what you're going to discover is that they have been successful in bringing to pass most of, if not every single one of their goals. It's the reason that we're in the position that we are in. It's the reason that we're here. All right. I just see that my guest has joined me and very pleased to welcome him to the program. I want to welcome Darren Beatty to the program. Darren, welcome. Good to have you.
Excellent to be here. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. John O'Connor, I don't know if you're familiar with John. He's an attorney out of San Francisco, but a good guy. Had him on yesterday, and we were walking through the J6 commission's idiocy, and that was his term for it. He called it idiocy, and so I'm interested to get your thoughts on it. In particular, the discussion of whether or not they would actually indict a former president of the United States. So welcome aboard. Tell my folks a little bit about your background, and then let's get into that conversation.
Absolutely. My background, I guess I was an academic. I'm a sort of a refugee from academia. While I was teaching at Duke, I was the only non-tenured full-time academic in the country to have publicly endorsed Trump's candidacy, which is quite a wild ride. I ended up in the Trump White House as a speechwriter and policy aide. And and left that. Actually, the fake media attacked me very hard. I left that and did various kind of consulting and strategy roles, and then ended up founding Revolver News. And originally, Revolver News is thought to be a kind of replacement for the Drudge Report that I think a lot of people have heard of, sort of an aggregation sure. website. And, you know, it used to be really good. And I still think, you know, Drudge is a very, very talented person, but there was a dramatic change politically in how the Drudge Report covered things. It went full on anti-Trump. It promoted all of the orthodoxies pertaining to COVID and all of the stuff that actually mattered. They were kind of on the wrong side. They still had the occasional interesting link here and there. And so that was originally the idea for Revolver, is we're the new Drudge Report. And that's how we were originally celebrated. Trump promoted us as the alternative to Drudge. Tucker Carlson promoted us as the alternative to Drudge. A lot of people did. But then something crazy happened, just sort of semi-unexpectedly. We started doing a bunch of investigative reporting, just started absolutely changing the national conversation over and over and over. And we're probably best known at this point for our coverage of January 6th.
Sure.
And more generally, introducing into the national conversation the thesis that January 6th was a Fedsurrection, in the sense that it would not have unfolded the way that it did had it not been for critical parts of involvement on the part of federal actors or actors acting on behalf of federal employees.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree. We got to take a quick break. Can you stay with me?
Of course, yeah.
Excellent. Okay, Darren Beatty, Revolver News. By the way, I'm a subscriber. Just
thank you. Really?
No, I know. I have been for a very long time. We'll talk about that in a minute in the break.
I deeply appreciate it.
You bet.
That.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more with Darren Beatty and Revolver News coming up right after this brief break.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest is Darren Beatty, founder of Revolver News. And you can find it at revolver.news, revolver.news. And I've been a follower. Actually, if you've listened to the program for any length of time, you know that when I've talked about places that you can go to get, you know, trusted material, Revolver is one of the places that I encourage folks to go to, because the links that you guys put up there are well vetted, and it's quite obvious. So I thank you for that, Darren. So one of the big stories that you guys have really been on is this J6 story, and and I want to go back and revisit what you mentioned about coming out of academia, because I think that's really important. You know, so many of the attacks against conservatives and conservatism is as well, you know, they're just a bunch of knuckle draggers, and they don't have any brains, and they don't think, and they don't. It is a real effort by the elitist left to try to denigrate the intellectual intelligence of the conservative argument, and obviously, you know, you stand in stark contrast to that.
Well, it's true. Like, I have an extensive formal education. I don't think, you know, ultimately, I've seen so many dumb people in the academy and elsewhere that, unfortunately, you know, I worked very hard for these credentials, but I didn't really work for the credentials. What I was doing is I worked so that I was paid, and what my job was sitting down reading the greatest works of philosophy ever produced and writing about them. And I ended up writing a dissertation that I still think is the best thing I ever done. But it's not easily accessible. It's about the structure of modernity from the standpoint of a German philosopher, Martin Heidegger's theory of mathematics, because I have a mathematics background and I blended the two. And I think that's the kind of thing. It was a totally indulgent dissertation, in the sense that I wasn't following any of the academic trends. I certainly wasn't following the trends when I endorsed Trump, but even from a kind of academic context, I wasn't following the trends. I was acting, I think, in an appropriately selfish fashion, saying that I'm going to be completely indulgent and do exactly what I find to be the most important, most interesting, irrespective of what how that will position me professionally, because the kind of things that you're professionally incentivized to study, at least back then, this was a while ago, frankly, it's a lot worse now, believe it or not. But back then, the kind of stuff that was professionally incentivized was really the most boring stuff imaginable. And that's the thing is, you know, I think people might imagine that the chief critique of things would be, oh, it's such a hostile political environment, this or that. There was a little bit of that, but that's actually not what was the most bothersome about academia. If it were a situation where I were dealing with very kind of smart and interesting people from the left who just kind of were abrasive ideologically, that's a situation that I could actually enjoy and probably even thrive in. But the reality is not so much that it's politically hostile, but that the academic world has degraded and sort of homogenized into the corporate world, such that, and I say the biggest condemnation of academia at this point is how easily and seamlessly people transition from philosophy PhDs to become management consultants. You shouldn't be able to do that. It's, you know, it should be a very different type of person, a very different type of environment. What I wanted it to be was just a kind of the one place where really eccentric and smart people could be housed, almost like an insane asylum, but with with books, and where you can just sit around and read and study the most important things, and just, it doesn't matter how eccentric it is, that it's a place where you could be celebrated or at least tolerated for intellectual eccentricity, because that's where great ideas come from. But that's really not what it was. And that was, it's very sad to see. The degradation of academic culture there. But, and I appreciate.
Well, there's no debate. There's no conversation to have either. I mean, how do you create change if you, yes, there is. And the sad part is that academia did create a lot of this change. I mean, they themselves became an idea and then pushed their idea to the point that they have created the world, much of the world in which we live in.
That is true. That's a big and complicated question, just exactly how that happens and how we got to where we are. As I think there are a lot of different dimensions to it. But just to your earlier question, yeah. I think that I do kind of reject the credentialism. There's just a lot of dumb people in the academy, a lot of dumb people with credentials. It is true that there's this kind of leftist idea that, you know, the conservatives aren't educated, whatever. But I think people on the right need to elevate above this kind of position of proving themselves to the left. There's nothing to prove, you know, and I point out there are a lot of these people, especially now, these self-appointed commissars. And the only time that, and people misunderstand it a lot, and I feel bad about it, because when I am combative with certain leftist people and I recognize how far beneath me they are intellectually and otherwise, people and I ridicule them sometimes very brutally, frankly. Sometimes I can be very brutal on it and I ridicule them. And then I think sometimes the only downside to that is people on the outside sometimes look at that and say, what's the deal with this snob? What's the deal with this or that? But this isn't how I, you know, feel generally. I don't think that credentials mean anything, but I'm using what these people value to attack them. If they're going to think, okay, you know, the credentials matter, this or that, and they're going to harbor this kind of implicit sense of superiority because they happen to be so brave that they're advocating the exact position that every single powerful institution in the country does, and they've never had an interesting or original idea in their life, and they're going to say something condescending, I'm going to point out how far beneath me they are and how far beneath everybody they are, because they're really not original and brave. They're so interchangeable. They're just robots for the regime, and they need to be treated. They need to be treated with contempt and hostility. But the larger issue is these institutions are so degraded. Their credentials mean nothing. And even if the credentials meant something, you know, it doesn't justify any kind of ultimate attitude of superiority. But the insult to the injury is the unearned attitude of superiority that so many on the left have. And that's why, don't try to prove yourself to them. Don't try to do anything. Just mock them, brutalize them psychologically, because they absolutely deserve it. It's very fun. And in front of an audience, the effect is very powerful, because people see how insignificant they are ultimately. So I guess that's all.
It reminds me, right, of the line in Good Will Hunting, right, where Matt Damon has the exchange with the Harvard student that has stepped in to try to, you know, make his friend look, you know, Ben Affleck look foolish, and
right.
And then he, you know, he quotes out of several books, and he says, yeah, and then next week, you know, next year you're going to be quoting, you know, this, and you know, the sad part here is, you know, when are you going to have an original idea? When are you actually going to think for yourself?
Right. Right. And originality, you know, that's, again, I'm sorry, you know, you got me in a certain mood, like certain past interviews. No, certain past interviews, I would really go off, and, you know, you got to go with how you're feeling at the moment. Now, you know, you've got me in a kind of contemplative mood. I'm saying, you know, originality is an interesting question in its own right, because as to what that actually means and whether it's possible, because there's an old quote by Keynes saying, like, we're all kind of, you know, intellectual slaves of dead philosophers and economists that we've never even heard of. And just the degree to which ideas are there and where they come from, and people can think things are original, but they're actually derivative versions of something else. Originality is a very interesting question.
Well, scripture says, right, that there's nothing new under the sun.
Right. No, it's and there's much wisdom.
even if we don't think that we've ever heard it before.
Yeah,
there's still a means by which we're influenced by it. About right. 30 seconds before we got to go into this break, and then but we're going to come back.
Oh, great.
So I'm with Darren Beeney, Revolver News, and I'm glad. Listen, I always like to take my conversations and treat them as though we're sitting in a coffee shop, and hopefully becoming the most interesting conversation in the shop, to where everybody else is like going, shh, I want to hear what they're saying over there, while they're sipping their coffee. So, folks, join us for more interesting conversation coming up right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air. We need people on radio willing to speak about the Bible, the Constitution, and putting God back in our nation again. So join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. That's 830-446-3624. This has blessed my business and it will bless yours. Thank you.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. spirit man perfected, and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. All right, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'll shoot you, if you don't mind, when we get done, I will shoot you a link to my testimony. And, and you can take a look at it. But so we're talking, you know, about, and what I want to get to at now as we move into this is, you know, you're addressing this J6 situation and what's happened with regards to that. What is it about that you believe is the most critical piece of information that Americans need to understand, that the guy sitting at his kitchen table is going, yeah, okay, I get it, but you know, I'm over here doing what I'm doing. And I think it's tied to what we talked about making a living and maintaining your principles.
Yes. Well, I mean, about January 6th specifically, there are two smoking guns in my view and two different areas of research that Revolver.News has covered extensively, and that I also cover in this introduction that I've written to the J6 committee report that people can order from Skyhorse. There are a lot of other versions shoving the establishment narrative down people's throats. The media freaked out when a publishing house run by Simon & Schuster, which is, you know, a mainstream publisher, asked me to write the introduction to the Skyhorse version of it. And I get into the full analysis of the January 6th committee. But most importantly, the juicy part, the part that is frankly very difficult for some people to stomach, are the questions that the committee doesn't ask and was actually set up specifically to obfuscate and to detract from. And those two questions are the two smoking guns that I mentioned. One of them is this individual called Ray Epps. We can talk about him a little bit. And the other domain is the pipe bomb. So let's start with Ray Epps. And again, I can't get into the whole thing just of time constraints, right, but I can give people a little bit of a flavor. The full thing, again, the Skyhorse version, or if you go to Revolver.News right now, you can go to our January 6th classics, read the Meet Ray Epps part one and part two. And the crucial thing about that is, no matter how eloquent I am, I cannot do justice to the video of Ray Epps himself. That's why you need to go to Meet Ray Epps Part 2. And I apologize in advance if the site's a little bit hard to navigate, but you just go to Revolver.News, click on the January 6th articles. It's on these sidebar columns. And then you scroll down and you can get to a bunch of things. Not all of our great pieces are in there on January 6th, but I'm pretty sure that the Meet Ray Epps part one and part two. And if you're just going to read one piece to get you a taste of what in the world is this guy Darren Beatty talking about, it's the Meet Ray Epps part two. And that's where all the video is. And long story short, This guy, Ray Epps, he was the only person caught on camera as early as January 5th, repeatedly telling people to go into the Capitol, into the Capitol, into the Capitol. This wasn't just some one-off thing. This wasn't some random drunk on the street who had some wild idea and you never heard from him again. He was there on the 6th. He was a veritable Where's Waldo on the 6th. He was everywhere. And he was everywhere with a mission to follow up on his stated objective to get people to go into the Capitol. He was there telling people, when Trump's speech is over, we're going to the Capitol. That's where our true problems are. That's where the enemy is. It's in that direction. It's in that direction, over and over and over. And then this guy, Ray Epps, who's wearing a big Trump hat, presenting himself as a Trump supporter, he traveled all the way from Arizona to D.C., allegedly to hear Trump's speech. He skips the speech. Instead, he moseys on over to the Capitol while, you know, while Trump's still speaking. Everyone's there listening to him, but not Epps. He's going to the Capitol. Nobody's even thinking about the Capitol unless they heard him tell them to go there. So he moseys over to the Capitol. He happens to be positioned at the exact place at the exact time that first and decisive initial assault on the western perimeter of the Capitol occurs. And he's not just there as a passive observer. He, in his own words, the January 6th committee just recently released, very reluctantly, in his own words, he texted his nephew that he orchestrated it, exact quote. Yeah. And so he's there at that scene at the bike rack. He whispers in a guy's ear, and no more than 2 seconds later, that guy bursts down the barricades. Epps's behavior was so egregious that he was one of the first 20 people added to the FBI's most wanted list in relation to January 6th. His behavior was so egregious that the New York Times, in its ominously titled Day of Rage profile on January 6th, of all the footage they could have used, they used the footage of Epps to reinforce their theory that this was a MAGA terrorist plot planned in advance. And then something crazy happened. And then Revolver News published its first classic piece exploring federal involvement in January 6th. The first piece wasn't even about Epps. It just introduced the thesis. But literally, the day after we run this piece, the FBI quietly takes Ray Epps off its most wanted list. And there's a complete about face. The New York Times, which just featured Ray Epps as the big villain of January 6th, because his footage is the most egregious and incendiary, New York Times does an about face. They literally do a fully dedicated puff piece on Ray Epps, in which they don't ask him any of the difficult questions the Revolver News brings up. They do a puff piece on him. And then, most bizarrely, the January 6th committee, with the pathetic, you know, the crybaby Kinsinger, who's never seen a Trump supporter that he didn't want to see
tarred and feathered.
He never met a Trump supporter he didn't want to see rotting in prison for at least 50 years.
Yeah.
And yet this guy, Adam Kinsinger, in the interrogation with Ray Epps, Kinsinger acts more like a lawyer to Epps than Epps's actual lawyer.
Yeah.
Epps's actual lawyer, by the way, is a 9-year veteran of the Phoenix field office of the FBI. And just one last cherry on top.
Go ahead.
About the lawyer, because the lawyer.
Final minute, Darren. And then what I want to do is I'm going to reschedule you and bring you back.
Got it. Lawyer does this tour saying Epps is not FBI. He's not law enforcement. Saying, why are you clinging on desperately for dear life onto the phrase law enforcement? Well, the Department of Homeland Security is not law enforcement. Military intelligence is not law enforcement. Cutout contractor work associated with these agencies is not law enforcement. And so when asked, was Epps involved with any government agency? The lawyer's response is, not to my knowledge. Interesting contrast there.
Yep.
It's very clear that the lawyer's either lying or he told his client Epps, whatever else you were involved in, I don't want to know.
Well, look at the revelations come out about Peter Stroik, right? And his involvement more than likely as a CIA operative working within FBI structure so that he would have certain accesses. And that is completely and totally in alignment with the CIA op, which was Watergate, which was designed to get the administration to put a rubber stamp on their prostitution and drugging of both Americans and foreigners in the office right next to Watergate that came out in the trial that John O'Connor was involved in that nobody talks about. Yes, sir.
John O'Connor, you know, I knew the name sounded familiar. So he's involved with the Watergate
stuff. Yeah, he's the one who exposed it. Yep, he's the one that exposed it.
Oh, my God. You know, we would like to talk because...
I'll make that connection. Let us jump off air. I got to jump off air. Okay. Judy Mikovits will be on with me on air next. Don't go anywhere. Hour number 3 of Chosen Generation Radio coming straight ahead.